Stay focused on that vision. Come back to it every 4 to 6 weeks. Be disciplined on those conversations you're having with the intentionality in which you're moving so that you can stay true to who you are.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothman-Schofer. And if it's your first time here, there's a whole bunch of data and information sitting back in our previous episodes that you can binge on. But first off, thank you for being here. And our purpose in the Own It Show is really to tell stories of other people who have owned their life, taken ownership in their life, and ultimately created the life that you're probably searching for. But then also being able to come in and have episodes like these, like we're going to have today, every Thursday that get released, where I take a concept, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whether it's mindset, and I really dive in based off of things that I've done in my life, based off of things that I've had other coaches, other experts, other people pour into me on, and be able to give 5-10 minute snippets that we can digest and give ourselves realignment. And why that is so important is because when we come back and we take a look at our lives and we take a look at what we spend time on, rather invest time on, that ultimately ends up determining what fruit we yield. And that's what we're going to lean into today, is the fruit on the vine versus the fruit that may or may no longer exist on the vine. And so I want us to take a look at this and use this concept, use this analogy, if you will, about what it is that we're doing. And the reason I want you to take this analogy is because it's very, very powerful in terms of how we actually end up utilizing this, the energy that we have on a day-to-day basis. And when we think about it, when we think about what it is that we're existing in and what it is that we're doing, I want you to think about the example of a bushel of grapes. And when you think about a bushel of grapes, you go into the store, they're nice. I don't know if you're a fan of grapes. I'm a huge fan of grapes. I love them. Green are my favorite. But when we get into this time of our life, there's all of these seasons that we end up when we look back on the course of a year. And when you look at this bushel of grapes, this bushel of grapes didn't happen overnight. It didn't all of a sudden just come here. But what happens when you eat that bushel of grapes? It's amazing when you grab it, you bring it home, you wash it, you put it in a bowl, you put it in the fridge, and maybe over the next couple of days, you snack on it. And at the end of those couple of days, once the grape's gone, once the fruits are gone, what's left? It's just that middle piece. It's just the vine. And it's trash. It's garbage. It doesn't mean anything anymore. And so what we actually end up doing is the moment that we take the grapes off the vine, the moment we take the grapes off of the connection to what our purpose is, and we start eating the fruit of our labor, it can all disappear. And so we have to stay connected to the vision. We have to stay connected to the mission. We have to stay connected to the purpose. We have to stay connected to the person. For me, it's God, the one that's made that vision, mission, and purpose possible. And so if all we are ever about is working for a small period of time, it's very easy for us to get lazy. It's like when you're water skiing or wakeboarding. I don't know, I'm a wakeboarder. And I don't know if there's anybody out there who does that. But when you are behind a boat and you're getting pulled and you're going side to side, you're cutting through the wake, you're going over top, all of these things, that boat is working. That boat is taking you. And sometimes when you're coming into your final run, you kind of tap on your head and you're like, hey, this run's coming to an end. And the boat kind of slingshots you around. You get really, really fast. And then you just kind of coast your way in. And at first, it doesn't seem like you're going to stop. And then you slowly start to sink and you stop. And then you're stuck in the middle of the water, unless you're in shallow and you just take your board off and you walk in. But it's much like what I'm talking about here, is we put in so much work, we put in so much effort. But if we don't continue to keep refooting, redirecting, refocusing, recreating vision, stay in it, to keep our roots tied to what it is that we're doing, to stay connected to the vine, to connected to the purpose, connected to the mission, we're going to get lazy. We're going to lose momentum. And we're going to be eating of the fruit of what we did in the past. And there will be nothing left but a disconnected vine. And so we have to have that deep, intimate relationship with what it is that we are doing. It takes intention. It takes investment. It takes purposeful conversation to keep us rooted, to keep us rooted in that vision, mission, and purpose. And there's so many things that can make us become unrooted and unattached from what our heart is asking us to do, from what that inner calling is. And when we start to get unattached from that inner calling, that is the moment that we start to coast. That is the moment that we start to get out of the alignment of the work to be able to continue to yield the root, to continue to yield the fruit of what we're looking at, of what we're wanting. And so if we become detached, our hearts can become unrooted and we're left with nothing. We are left with that vine, just like we are after those 2 days of eating that beautiful bushel of fruit that we once had. And so we know that if we stay rooted in that, we continue to have those conversations, we put on our calendar these moments where we can recreate vision. It says, all the studies show from the best entrepreneurs out there, the best business people, that every 6 weeks you have to get reattached to your vision because it starts to deviate and so many other opportunities start to come our way that we can get distracted. And when we get distracted, it's an easy point for us to stop wanting to get deep into where we are going. And if we stop getting deep into where we're going, we become unattached from the root. And when we become unattached from the root, we're no longer able to eat the fruit anymore. We no longer have that. And so what once was a movement becomes a monument because we are no longer rooted. We've seen so many businesses go down this way. We've been seeing so many families go down this way. We've seen so many people go down this way. And so we have to stay rooted. We have to stay connected to that root, to that vine, and continue to keep going. Because we're not interested in creating something for a moment. We're interested in creating something for a lifetime. And by being able to stick to that, by being able to have the deep conversations, by being able to have these points on our calendar to be able to come back and say, hey, am I actually doing what I'm saying I'm doing? Am I in my fuel? Am I in my fire? Am I in my intention? Am I in my purpose? Am I in my calling? Am I staying focused on the plan? Because it's not enough to start something. We have to make sure we finish it. And once we see it to the finish line, then we pick up the next stone and keep moving it. As visionaries, I fall into this all the time. I get ahead of my skis because my vision of what I want versus where I am is so far. And sometimes I just keep moving and moving and moving. And the biggest thing that I've been able to do, the biggest realization has been when I have been able to keep focused in the season that I'm in, so that I can ultimately realize the harvest when it is harvest season. And it becomes cyclical, where one season rolls upon the next, and all of a sudden I look back 2 years and 7 seasons have gone by. And I'm like, man, look at what we've built. Look at the fruit that we have. Look at the fruit in which we're able to steward. Look at the fruit in which we're able to sow. Look at the fruit at which we're able to eat ourselves. And the moment that I take my eye off of that and I don't come back to the vision every 4 to 6 weeks, it's very easy for me to look away and start to move away. This weekend, I'm up in our ski house in Mont-Tremblant, up in Canada. And I want, and a couple nights we've been having fires up here. And I want to give you this analogy to kind of end this out. Is we have to keep fueling our fire by putting more wood on it. When you start a fire and you set it up nicely, you put some paper in, you got that little teepee formation, and you light it up and boom, it goes up in flames and it's beautiful. It's big, it's roaring, it's hot. It's amazing. But what ends up happening is if you continue to keep sitting there, if you continue to keep looking at this, if you continue to keep just watching it, it starts to get lower and lower and lower and lower. And you have to keep adding fuel, wood, to that fire in order for it to keep lighting up and staying big. But every season of us requires more wood, requires more sacrifice, requires more work. And the moment that we stop putting wood on the fire, it starts to go out. And that's when it stops producing fruit. That's when the fire goes out. And that's when we no longer have momentum. And it feels like we're pushing a brick uphill, or we've sunk in the water with our board. So I come to you guys, stay focused on that vision. Come back to it every 4 to 6 weeks. Be disciplined on those conversations you're having with the intentionality in which you're moving, so that you can stay true to who you are and what that calling is that's on your life, because we know success is different. So own your different. And we'll see you guys next week.